Thank you, Richard. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. A load of rubbish. New crackdowns on fly tippers in the city. Scammers at work pretending to be bank security departments.
City councillors have vowed to get tough on fly tipping as one man described the situation as the worst he has seen for decades. It can be revealed that Norwich City Council is exploring 10 measures in a crackdown which includes extra enforcement, CCTV and fines, as well as a fly tipping amnesty, which would see communal skips placed in hotspot areas for use by residents. Michael Stuart Watling of Cherry Close, Lakenham, has complained that fly tipping in his area is the worst he has seen it in the 27 years he has lived in the area. Now, Mr. Stuart Watling, 75, has argued that fines are needed to tackle waste being dumped near his home.
A Norwich chippy is still waiting to find out if it is sinking as engineers await approval to begin investigations. Scaffolding was hastily put up around the Grosvenor Fish Bar to be better safe than sorry as work started to fix structural issues. But the owners of the busy restaurant are still on tenterhooks as to whether the building could be affected by subsidence.
Scammers, pretending to be a bank security department, have been telling Norfolk victims they have been charged £1,300. Norfolk Trading Standards has received reports of scammers using a spoof caller ID to pretend they are calling from a local bank, stating they have detected two charges on your card, one of £300 to Amazon and a second of £1,000 to an international money transfer service. The recorded message says, "These transactions may be fraudulent as you may never have used these services before. Residents are urged to press 1 to allow the transactions or press 2 to speak to support staff." Scammers then attempt to trick victims into giving them personal information and money. Trading standards say people should not interact and hang up. It said it was likely there are several variations of these calls. Trading standards say people should never use details provided in a cold call. To report instances of this scam, people are urged to call the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 0808 223 1133.
The opening date for a new city centre hotel above a former supermarket has been revealed. Travelodge is moving into Guildhall Hill and Dove Street in the building above what used to be above the Tesco Express, which closed in May this year, and the space will be marketed as a retail, restaurant or food store. A new Tesco Express opened in the former Laura Ashley premises in London Street that month. John Walker from Norwich, agents Ward Hill Walker, said, "We are planning for work to start on the conversion of the former Chamberlain's department store building into a 91-room travelodge over Norwich Market well before Christmas this year. Completion is targeted for December next year, and we expect the first guests to be staying in the hotel by spring 2024 following completion. At least 28 jobs are expected to be created through the new hotel, which already has three other Norwich sites in Cringleford, Queen's Road and Vedder Street."
People are being warned to remain vigilant when making investments after criminals cheated Norfolk victims through cryptocurrency fraud. Norfolk Trading Standards said it had received reports of individuals falling victim to online investment scams, including fake cryptocurrency exchanges. Losses to these scams range from a few hundred to several thousand pounds. The dangers of people investing in cryptocurrencies was highlighted when Norfolk man Gary Edwards, 71, revealed he and his wife had lost £30,000. A Trading Standards spokesperson warned, "Our advice is to always ensure you understand a cryptocurrency or an investment before transferring any money." Action Fraud said criminals often advertise schemes using celebrity fake endorsements. If you think you've been a victim of an investment fraud, report it to Action Fraud at actionfraud.police.uk or on 0300 123 2040. For more information, visit fca.org.uk.
We'll end this part of Chatterbox with a final hot weather story. The age-old question, how do you like your eggs in the morning, rarely gets a response of fried on a pavement on top of a bin. But with temperatures reaching record-breaking heights in Norfolk, the Evening News decided to try and cook eggs beneath the scorching sun. The egg experiment began atop a blazing hot bin beside the River Wensum. Unfortunately, despite the black surface packing in the heat, no amount of tomato ketchup could save the uncooked eggs from being mopped up and put into the bin. Next up was a manhole cover, which produced far better results. The egg resembled more of a gooey omelette than a fried egg, but the yolk had solidified. Finally, the road surface in King Street came out second on the egg-frying podium. Although the tarmac was not hot enough to fry the whites of the yolk, the yolk did have a firmness to it as it slowly started to cook through. The fine city won't be serving up its fry-ups from a manhole cover any time soon. But the 36 degree centigrade heat certainly made its mark.
That's all the news on this part of Chatterbox. Unfortunately, Matthew Tucker is unwell, so James is going to continue reading with Carolyn Sayer on part 2.